on the corner of Mountain and Third.
The following program was recorded live at the Third Street Coffee House, a smoke-free, alcohol-free, atmosphere-rich listening room that has been hosting the finest in live, local, and regional music since 1987. Come join us at 305 Mountain Avenue in Roanoke, corner of 3rd and Mountain, every Friday night at 7:30. And find us on Facebook to learn about other events, including guitar pulls and open mic nights. Third Street Coffee House, where the song lives on.
And the song lives on when everything outside.
We are rolling. Hey, we are rolling, folks. Welcome to Third Street Coffee House. How you doing tonight? Yay! All right. Thank you, everybody, for coming. We've got a special night of music here. We've got the Southwest Virginia Songwriters Association, and they are going to be bringing you new songs all night long, original songs and some of the best music in this part of the state. And with that, I'd like to bring up Mr. Mike DeGiorgi, who's president of the Southwest Virginia Songwriters Association. How about a big hand for Mike?
Like a rousing version of Hail to the Chief, please. Thank you. Thank you all for coming. I'm Mike DeGiorgi, and I'm the president of SVSA. I missed a meeting one night and I got elected president. So that's how that works. But anyway, we do these showcases on a regular basis. And if you don't know about SVSA, Southwest Virginia Songwriters Association, we are a group of close to 50 people, I think, by now, from the greater Roanoke area. And we meet every Wednesday at the Jefferson, the fourth Wednesday of each month at the Jefferson Center, and critique each other's music, offer encouragement and support and advice, and have a pretty active group on Facebook so that we can communicate back and forth, give each other input on developing songs. So it's really a great group to be a part of. And if any of you are interested, let one of us know. We're happy to sign you up. It's a cheap date. So tonight, what we have are two sets of four performers each. Leading things off in the first set, we have the well-known blues man, Mike Frankie, Mr. Optimism, Larry Helms. I'll be playing after Larry. And then making her debut at Third Street is Molly Otis over here. And I'll come back and introduce the next group right before they're ready to perform. So have fun. Hope you enjoy the night.
If I had $1 million, I'd give them all away. A million folks, a dollar each, I wonder what they'd say. I guess we'll never know, 'cause I ain't got $1 million anyway. I ain't got $1 million anyway. If I was a politician, I wouldn't wear a suit. I'd never try to buy your vote and always tell the truth. Of course, I'd never get elected, 'cause I won't make promises of ill refute. No promises of ill refute. If I was a wiser man and people listened what I said, I'd tell them to stop making war and make love instead. But nobody pays attention, So I guess I'll just be coming back to bed. Yeah, I might as well just get on back to bed. Well, a rich man gets the gravy, and a poor man gets the dregs. If you're lucky, you can buy your bread. If not, you've got to beg. And if I had some ham, I'd make me some ham and eggs. If I had some eggs, if I had some ham, and I had some eggs. Ham and eggs.
Yeah.
We'll pass it over to the Minister of Darkness over here.
I don't know why this There's says a, that.
How many nicknames do you have? The Merchant of Death, the Minister of Darkness, the Mister,
the Undertaker.
Mr. Hat. Well, I wanted to play, but I have to go kill myself. All right, I like story songs, so this is a little story song. This one is a woman talking to her daughter about how both of them haven't made the wisest choices with men. It's called Hating Horses.
Assume, girl. that was happy.
My song's just a little sadder than that. No. My wife actually inspired me to write this song. I should give her co-writing credit, because one day I was looking for the butter in the refrigerator. And of course, like most guys, I turned around and I said, "Kay, where's the butter?" It was staring me, of course, right in the face. And she came and grabbed it for me. And then she asked me one of those trick questions that wives sometimes ask husbands, which was, "What would you do if I was dead?" And so I've learned to think fast when these questions come at me. So I had a great answer ready. I said, you know, life as I know it would be over, and I'd probably be a hermit, and I'd never want to leave the house, and I'd grow my hair long and my fingernails long like Howard Hughes, probably stop showering. It would be a horrible existence. And she sort of put up with that answer, and then when I was all done, she said, "Okay, but what are you going to do when ladies with casseroles start showing up?" So I thought, that is the greatest title for a song that I could think of. So ladies and gentlemen, I give you Ladies with Casseroles. Oh, it seems like such an oddity that I've become a hot commodity. 30 years of wedded bliss, and then you left me for our best friend, Trish. Now those ladies bring their casseroles, and they try so hard to heal my wounded soul. They all smell blood while they circle in, but they got helping hands. Just look a lot like dorsal fins. But there's tuna noodle and shepherd's pie and mac and cheese and moo goo guy, pans of freshly baked confections, oh, so many weapons of mass affection. And there's a cat fight brewing by the fruit punch bowl. They're comparing all their casseroles. Ladies, won't you settle down? There's enough of me to go around. I hate to think I've made anybody cry. Now who was it? Bake that pecan pie. Another cat fight brewing by the fruit punch bowl. And we're all dodging, flying casseroles. Oh, I get no peace, constant ebb and flow. The lasagna comes and the bean dip goes. It's a lot like playing whack-a-mole when those ladies bring their casseroles. Yeah, there's tofu Newberg and turkey divan and some kind of chili that tastes a little bland. Overheated, underdone, but I got a couple of offers for some weekend fun. I think I'll stroll on over to the fruit punch bowl and try me one more casserole.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello. I'm the newbie. I moved to Roanoke 2.5 years ago, got married. Shortly thereafter, I joined Songwriters. So as you might expect, my songwriting foray has been an exploration of a new marriage and my husband, an exploration and exploitation, blackmail. But it's all good, like this simple song. We're still married. Thank you.
Well, I feel like Kermit the Frog now.
As you should.
This song is a true story handed to me by my brother. Some parts have been embellished, but I'll bet you can't pick out which ones. Bet you get them wrong. He might be 90, maybe more. His hair is thin and his jeans are torn. He come in every day before anyone to put out the trash like he always done. He takes care of things at the laundromat, humming a tune under his old pork pie. He'll give you a song and a helping hand. If you knew his story, you would understand. Yes, Scruffy, he don't ask for much. He's happy and that's enough. It don't take a lot of money to be a good man. Just keep your nose clean. Make yourself useful while you can. There's something about him standing there. You'd never know he was a millionaire. Yeah, he made his fortune years ago. Run the race and then he let it go. And people find it kind of strange. He still collects that minimum wage. He says honest work is hard to find. You do what brings you peace of mind. Yeah, Scruffy, he don't ask for much. He's happy and that's enough. It don't take a lot of money to be a good man. Just keep your nose clean. Make yourself useful while you can. Thank you. lately he's been slowing down. Takes a little bit longer to get around. The doctor says he ain't got too long. The flesh is weaker than the will is strong. And someday, maybe years from now, the story might live on somehow. About a simple man that we recall. That's his picture hanging on the wall. Yeah, Scruffy, he don't ask for much. He's happy and that's enough. It don't take a lot of money to be a good man. Just keep your nose clean. Make yourself useful while you can. Scruffy, he don't ask for much. He's happy and that's enough. It don't take a lot of money to be a good man. Just keep your nose clean. Make yourself useful while you can.
Scruffy.
This is a little romance that's supposed to be funny, but it's dark.
Can be both.
Dark and funny.
It's called Hard Hopping. Thank you.
before I froze to death. And I'm glad I lit on that match and had this light built in.
This is the most recent song I've written, and it's what you call a modern-day allegory, I guess, right? Based on a story you're all probably pretty familiar with. It's called Geppetto's Lullaby. You can make a lot of promises to right a lot of wrongs, but in the end it's just the same old song. And when the rhetoric gets stronger, your nose grows even longer, while Geppetto wonders what the hell went wrong. Well, he served us up a puppet who sings a different tune. Says he's the only one to save us all from being doomed. He'll make everything so good, but you know he's carved from wood, and old Geppetto might have snipped his strings too soon. Geppetto, sleep tight, your dreams are what you fear, and I hope this lullaby's the last thing that you hear. You gotta wonder how it happens, how a liar has his way so many times yet never asked to pay. And such petulance and meanness, well, it sure don't befit a stable genius. I guess Geppetto crossed some wires on that day. Well, you might think he's entertaining with his tweets and with his rants, late night calls to the puppet masters, how they love to make him dance. Well, he hates nothing more than losing. Then there's obstruction and collusion. I hope Geppetto never gets another chance. So good night, Geppetto, sleep tight, your dreams are what you fear, and I hope this lullaby's the last thing that you hear. I hope this lullaby's the last thing that you hear. Thank you. I'm not sure what those noises mean over there, but
every time I take a song into songwriters for feedback, they say, well, it sounds like musical theater. And okay, that's to be expected because that's where I've spent my life. This is actually the second song that I wrote for songwriters. In that quest to find authenticity, there's this constant struggle, you know, to find the styles that really work for you. So I never took this one in because it's all about that struggle, that quest to find your space, find your place in songwriting. Called Just Me. It's a very serious song. I could have been the next Loretta Lynn, but I'm not. The next Shania Twain, but she's hot. So guess what? I gotta be me. It's who you know that really matters, and so just suppose that I write a great tune, and who knows, somebody hears it, and then I'm invited to Nashville when I meet Randy Newman and drink with John Prine, rock out with Rita Brace. Still in songwriters.
Great song. So we're going to do one more round. My name's Mike Franke. Thank you very much for coming out and listening to original music. It takes a special audience to do that. So this is a song that Mike DeGiorgi and I wrote together, sort of. He sent me the lyrics at an email, and he said, see what you can do with this. So I took three chords, and I put them to music, and then I bludgeoned him to death for the next few weeks with lyric changes, and he was very accommodating, and we ended up with this. Uncle Mo was known to be partial to hyperbole. When he complained, no one believed a lick. So when he died playing his guitar, I guess it wasn't all that bizarre, like Tombstone said.
I told you I was sick.
Jones was led astray by a string of women that he had paid. He had no concern about the company he was keeping. Yeah, he hid it all from his better half, but the widow, she got the final laugh when the tombstone said,
now I know where you're sleeping.
Well, you can't have no blues reading the tombstone news. You can't have no blues when you're reading the tombstone news. Play it, Mike. Jack, the atheist, all laid out in his Sunday best, believed in love down to his heathen soul. Yeah, the preacher prayed on his behalf, quoting from his epitaph.
Jackie's all dressed up, got no place to go.
Well, you can't have no blues reading the tombstone news. Can't have no blues when you're reading the tombstone news. Mel Blanc had a lot of choices. He invented a thousand voices like Porky the Pig. I just love the way he spoke. Yeah, he stammered so iconically. The tombstone in his memory says,
yip, dip, 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 dip. That's all, folks.
Well, you can't have no blues reading the tombstone news. You can't have no blues when you're reading the tombstone news. You can't have no blues.
Tombstone News, Mike DeGiorgi. Thank you, everybody.
Mike Franke, ladies and gentlemen.
This one's called But He Does, and I'm still not sure what it's about. You can decide that yourselves. Some people at the songwriters group thought it was about a dog. It is definitely not about a dog. There's no dog in here, not at all. It might be about parenting, but it's whatever it is to you. But he does. It wasn't that he couldn't take our suggestions. It's more he couldn't take. We'd question whether there was hope that he could change. Wasn't so much he ran for me and you as that he ran. to tell. Finally convinced him to come home again, or I badgered him till he had to give in. I can't say I handled it so well. The long and hard time we had in the coming, he kept saying his head was throbbing and thrumming. I was never sure if it was real. Once or twice I said, I'll just leave you there, but the look on his face was too hard to bear. Same face stares in my dreams still. And maybe we'd have made it if I'd just seen that my pushing him on, it just got
about a cat, right?
Well, I'm not going to sing my last song. I'm going to let Molly Otis, who's a real singer, sing this song. But I'll tell you about it. I don't know about you guys, but more and more when people, I love to cook. When people call me up and they are coming over for dinner, I generally ask them, you know, you got any dietary restrictions? And usually it's, you know, I'm allergic to shellfish or something. But that list is, you know, it's growing and growing and growing and growing. So now you can't cook anything for anybody, really. And it all kind of culminated when a friend of mine who was coming over for dinner called me up one night and she said, hey, by the way, you don't cook with olive oil by any chance, do you? And I said, my last name is DiGiorgi. I brush my teeth with olive oil. So I said, of course I cook with olive oil. She says, I'm really allergic to olive oil. So, you know, I'll figure something out. I hung up the phone, and my wife, Kay, looked at me, and she said, what are you going to do? And I said, she's not coming over here. So anyway, that inspired me to write this song. Which is called I'd Love to Have Dinner With You, and I kind of put it in the context of, well, what would happen if, you know, two people who are dating just decided to go out to dinner? Can you still do that anymore? So anyway, when I wrote it, the first person I sent it to was Molly, and I said, you know, this is kind of in your wheelhouse. And she worked it up on the piano and sang it. And everyone, it really got a lot of traction going for the song, and I really appreciate you doing that. And so I thought, what better person to sing it tonight than Molly Otis? And this is I'd Love to Have Dinner With You.
Lactose intolerance, so don't make a fuss. I'm a low-carb romantic who just eats organic, but I'd love to have dinner with you. I'll be packing Imodium for IBS flares. I'm watching my sodium, so please don't offer to share. I'm hypoglycemic and slightly anemic, but I love to have dinner with you. But if the chicken's overprocessed, well, I'll just have to eat a lot less. Dating used to be so easy when my stomach wasn't queasy. So whatever you're cooking, don't worry about me. I'll bring my own celery and some kombucha tea. I'm a pain in the ass, but other than that, I love to have dinner. Love to have dinner, just no GMOs in my sweet potatoes. Just pass me the brisket. You know, I think I might risk it, 'cause I'd love to have dinner. You might end up thinner. Yeah, I would love to have dinner with you.
I believe that was their third run through on that song together. Yeah.
Ain't she awesome?
Well, thank you. It's fun. I have to leave you with something semi-serious here. In the house where I'm living, there are little stone statues, figurines of angels scattered around the grounds. And when I look at them, I think they are imbued with spirit.
There's an angel resting in my garden, gazing out to further fields below. Inside where my heart has slowly hardened, these eyes won't see the truth she seems to know. Oh, the moon shines bright over frozen fields.
You love me, I
much. All right. Time to break down.
We're going to clear out, take a short break, and we'll be back shortly. Y'all ready for round two? All right. Thanks for coming back.
We're staying.
Let me introduce you to the next group of fine musicians. Leaning up into me, my bro, David Simpkins. The only person in this room besides me that remembers what a suicide squeeze play is.
All right.
Then we got the multi-talented, much-recorded Greg Trefidlow, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Mr. Las Vegas, Josh Jones.
All right. Why, thank you.
And the chairman of the board of Third Street Coffee House. And Bob, thanks again for allowing us to play in such a great venue. There's a lot of tradition here. Bob Schmucker, ladies and gentlemen.
Bob, thank you.
Have fun, boys.
Are you going to sing them?
Yeah.
Are you coming up first?
All right, then. You don't need to know anything about this. I got too many worries on my mind. I got too many marbles I can't find. I got too many carrots in my stew. What I don't have. What I don't have. What I don't have. What I don't have. It's too much you. I got too many dogs, not enough bark. I got too many candles and not enough dark. I got too many horses coming unshoed. What I don't have. What I don't have.
What I don't have.
What I don't have.
What I don't have.
It's too much you. I see a barn full of hay would not improve my day unless there's a chance you were in it. And a sack full of mail would bore me without fail unless I could be sure that you had sent it. I got too many laughs, not enough clowns. I got too many maps, not enough towns. I got too many mysteries, not enough clues. What I don't have. I said a barn full of hay would not improve my day unless there's a chance you were in it. And a sack full of mail would bore me without fail unless I could be sure that you had sent it. I got too many cherries in my pits. Kids. I got too many zombies in my boot. What I don't have.
What I don't have.
What I don't have.
What I don't have.
It's too much you. Say what I don't have.
Thanks.
Well, that's as funny as I get, by the way.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
Intentional.
Should co-write with Larry.
Yeah, should. Oh, we will.
We forget to count the days.
That's what all the locals say in the hills of Virginia. Time passes slow, but living in my memory yet, there's a time I won't forget with a teacher that I met on the Charlottesville Road. Time is a mountain, love is a rainbow, one is forever, one fades away. I'm on that mountain with nothing but time, remembering the rainbow she left me one day. Never took to the simpler life, couldn't be a farmhand's wife. Her lesson in leaving clouded my eyes. I'll plow the fields and tend the grain, just might see her face again when the sun bursts through the rain and brightens my sky. Time is a mountain, love is a rainbow, one is forever, one fades away. I'm on that mountain with nothing but time, remembering the rainbow she left me one day. So I'll pray for rain.
This is a song, I don't finish songs often, and this is one I finished recently, and there are probably 12 versions of the lyrics, so I may get a little confused. This is the first of several songs I want to write about the space race. I've been thinking a lot about that this year in particular. And so this is a story about John Glenn mixed in with my increasing frustration with growing older. And it's called Old John Glenn. I heard John Glenn was bound for space again. Then I lost the station, so I gave my tuner knob a spin. Landed on these good old boys, Billy and Big John, with homespun yarns and monkey shines, rowdy carrying on. At first they entertained me, but I became enraged, for Glenn was headed back to space at 80 years of age. A geriatric astronaut, they really hit their stride, reading all the changes NASA'd made for old Glenn on his ride. Packed to pens, one chuckled, bifocal friendly screens, stocks and Matlock reruns, yelled the other helpfully. Some early birds from Morrison's flash frozen just for him, and clappers in the habitat lights out at 9 p.m. And then they phoned the NRA and stated their intent to speak with Mr. Heston, who then was president. And when at last he answered with reverence and awe, they spoke to him like royalty, his every word was law. And I thought, old John once lay atop a bomb near 13 kilotons in a pressure suit and padded seat 6 feet from kingdom come. And soon aboard the shuttle, blast past our atmosphere to float once more upon the shore of the final great frontier. Choose your heroes carefully, the ones you really want to be, who've made their dreams reality and learned their place in history. When all is said and all is done, if you demand I pick just one, it's bound to be the spaceman, son, not the actor with a gun. I wrapped my bruised and aching hand and replaced my radio, and never since have listened to those morons or their show. Praise them loudly, go ahead, I won't be joining in, but I will raise a glass to toast my hero, old John Glenn. Come, my friends, this round's on me. Here's to old John Glenn. Here's to old John Glenn.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
All right, this one here I wrote for my wife a couple of years ago, and I guess this applies to anybody who's been married and had a house and raised kids and stuff like that. Gotta fix the brakes and cut the grass, pay the bills today. You want me just to hold your hand, but what more can I say? The work it takes to get through life is more than I would choose. Please give me one more hour, I got a list of things to do. Got a list of things to do. It's a mile long or so. I can't get to the bottom, cause it all seems to grow. It's one thing or another that keeps me occupied. The day I finally get some rest will be the day I die. The windows need a coat of paint. Sink has got a leak. Ask me if I'd take the time to just sit down and eat. But the sun is always going down and soon it will be dark. I don't keep on going, I never will catch up. Got a list of things to do, it's a mile long or so. I can't get to the bottom cause it always seems to grow. One thing or another keeps me occupied. The day I finally get some rest will be the day I die. I really should know better than to put you off this way. It's time to make a new list. I want you to stay and tell you that I love you. That is always. So put your party dress on, cause my working day is through. Got a brand new list of things to do, and it starts with loving you. Let's go out to a coffee house, catch a tune or two. We get home, we'll go to bed, and we'll snuggle up so tight. Focus on that loving part until the morning light.
focus on that loving part until the day we die.
Okay, there's not going to be an appropriate time to tell this story, so I'm going to go ahead and do it now. Going to keep it short, though. I got a haircut today.
All right.
That's right. That's especially for this show.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was pretty wild and everything. For 40 years, I've been trying to figure out how to get people to cut my hair and not cut it all off. And I never could come up with any... All the explanations, I'd show them pictures, everything. So they cut it like this. They give me what I call the politician's haircut, you know, where it sort of looks like a helmet, you know, when they get done. So that went on for years. And finally, one day, I figured it out. I walked in and I said, what I want, let me tell you this little story. My wife doesn't like for my hair to be short. She likes it long. But I like it short, so we're going to have to get somewhere in between. And what I've learned is that the folks at the haircutting places really take that seriously. They do. They get scared when they cut too much of my hair off because they know that my wife, who's right down at the other end, I waited till she was at the other end. But, you know, and they were scared to cut it short because they know that it won't please my wife and then I won't ever come back there again. So I got a pretty darn nice haircut this time, you know, considering. Don't you think?
Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
How many years did that take you, Dave?
Hmm?
How many years did that take you?
That took me 40 years to figure out. Yeah. So, you know, people who say you can't learn new things, it's not true. So
yeah,
anyway, I don't know why I had to tell you that, but I just did. I just had to get that out, you know. I was so impressed with these people, and I tip them good too, because I only show up there twice a year. And
that's definitely true.
Yeah, so they're
paid, buddy.
Yeah, Bob, you know, a present company accepted, you know, you didn't just, you know. Maybe you can apply that to something else. Yeah. Okay, here we go. What am I doing? Singing? Okay, here we go. Yeah, this is called One by One. Thank you.
are only memories remain. I'm thankful for this moment, feeling you close by my side, sharing our souls. I sit here I hold you. Midnight shines like silver, morning shines like gold, and the lights go out one by one, by one, by one, and the lights go
Acosta. I don't know if you got her name
in.
Yeah, that's. It's, a few years back, a friend of mine sent me a picture of a guy standing in front of Union Station with a cardboard sign in his hand. Made me realize, you know, in these troubled times, you've got to be pretty inventive and pretty creative sometimes if you want to make a living. And that's kind of what this song is about. Well, step right up, folks, get in line. My calling card's this cardboard sign, and I agree that unemployment sucks. But in this tough economy, I found a job that works for me, and this is how I'm making the big bucks. You can sing along. For just $2 you can cuss me out, scream and shout, run your mouth, give me all you got, give me your best shot. For just $2 you can cuss me out. You got that? About your bad hair today, your rotten life, Washington, nagging wife, just rant and rave and tell me what you think. About texting drivers, your neighbor's dog, why no one reads your brilliant blog. Stuff you wouldn't dare say to your shrink. For just $2 you can cuss me out, scream and shout, run your mouth, give me all you got, give me your best shot. For just $2 you can cuss me out. Well, it only takes a 5-minute session. You'll come right down and have me to thank for exorcising all your regression. Your pent-up rage is money in my bank. Now I'm a rich entrepreneur from problems of the working poor, and all the angst that's bubbled up for years. This job ain't for the faint of heart, I've honed it to a work of art. So if you got the money, honey, I got the ears. For just $2 you can cuss me out, scream and shout, run your mouth, give me all you got, give me your best shot. For just $2 you can cuss me out, give me all you got, give me your best shot. For just $2 you can cuss me out. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Now, this is a song about a toy I used to like to play with when I was a kid, and a relationship that's going downhill. Magic 8-Ball, tell my fortune. Let me ask you, will you answer my question truly? Magic 8-Ball, will my lover take no other, swear to give herself up to me? As I see it, yes, yes, it is likely. As I see it, oh, you may rely upon it. As I see it, yes, yes, definitely, I can tell you it is very certain. Magic 8-Ball, see the future, now I'm unsure. Will you answer my question truly? I was cheating, she caught me lying, she ran out crying. Will she ever forgive me? Reply hazy, try again tomorrow. Reply hazy, concentrate and ask again. Reply hazy, I cannot predict. Think it's best that I not tell you. Sleepless, lost and broken, haven't spoken in days now. Will she come back to me? Very doubtful, all my sources tell me. Very doubtful, outlook's not so good, and it is very doubtful. My reply is no. One last spin says, oh, don't be counting on it. Thank you.
Thanks. All right, well, so this is one I wrote a few years ago. Well, actually about a year ago, I think. And this is kind of a tribute to all the songwriters who toil everywhere from the open mics to the big stages of the world and grow up and do this for a living. So that's what I hope to do someday. Joe started off at open mics about 40 years ago. Just a young kid with an old six string and a pack of Lucky Smokes. He hung out with the old guys, tried to learn a thing or two. He'd get the verses and the melodies and come up with something new. He was born to be a writer, a singer of songs. Picking on his guitar, playing late nights on the road, and sleeping on some stranger's couch, and dreaming of the gold. Joe finally got to Austin, and got a day job as a cook. Every time he'd take a break looking for that perfect hook, he played his share of dive bars, hoping for some bigger names. And one night he tore it up and he made his claim to fame. He was born to be a writer, a singer of the song. Picking on his guitar, playing late nights on the road, and sleeping in some stranger's house and dreaming of his own. Joe got to play with everyone, from Willie to John Prine. And he flew first class to every gig, and he drank the finest wine. His stars all made his charts, and the big crowd sang along. A million miles from open mics and writing those first songs. He was born to be a writer, a singer of the song. Picking on his guitar, playing late nights on the road, and sleeping in some strange hotel, and dreaming of his home. After 30 years out on the road, playing big shows with a crew, he's slowing down a lot now, but there's still a lot to do. There's a younger generation that's looking for a shot. He's the old man at the open mic, saying, young man, what you got? They were born to be the writers, the singers of the song. Picking on their guitar, playing late nights on the road, and sleeping on some stranger's couch, and dreaming of their home.
Thank you.
Okay, this is our last time through, and I want to say just how pleased we all are to have you folks here tonight. It's tough to sit through this much original music, and we appreciate that.
For you or for yeah. them or for us?
Your patience.
Well, it's a two-way street, yeah. But we do appreciate it, and thanks for coming out, and to have an attentive audience is a glorious thing. I can speak to that, I know. I could tell you some stories, but you probably don't want to hear them. I will finish my little bit here with the only song that I ever dreamed. I always wanted it to be something like Yesterday. Paul McCartney says he dreamed that song, and it took him about 3 months to go around and play it for people and decide that he hadn't stolen it from anyone, that he actually did dream it. And so I thought when I dreamed this one that it would be, you know, comparable to Yesterday. It would be like, you know, one of those.
It's close.
And it can be really compared.
It's really it's one of those classic tunes that just lasts forever, and it's the most recorded tune in history. And all that stuff. And anyway, you can decide. You can make a comparison in your mind. Right?
Dewberry's pet is a monster, terrorizing the neighborhood. Dewberry's pet is a monster. Dewberry's pet is no good. A new kid down the street tried to pet it, scratch it behind the ears, but that mangy old thing wouldn't let it. It hadn't been scratched for years.
Sing along.
Dewberry's pet is a monster.
Dewberry's pet is no good.
Dewberry's pet
Like yesterday.
I've got a tear right here.
Yep. Oh boy, how do you follow something?
Put
like
some
that?
Cellos on that thing.
Put some jello on it.
But no, some cello.
Cello. Let's see. Ah.
It's sort of up to you, Greg.
She didn't have a plan. Left him back in Cheyenne. Poor Ollie put her through. She might miss him in a year or two. Stop, caution, go. She's standing in the Memphis rain, just watching the traffic fall. She's just waiting for the light, waiting for the light to change. When things went bad to worse, she had a talk with the universe. And then she took the leap that brought her to this corner on Beale Street. Green, yellow, red, she's smiling in the Memphis rain, following her heart instead. She's just waiting for the light, waiting for the light to change. She's declared her independence. The girl is gonna seize the day. Gonna lose her blues in Memphis, and the only sign she will obey is a walk, run, fly. She's dancing in the Memphis rain. Soon she'll reach for the sky. For now she's waiting for the light, trying to find the light, waiting for the light to change.
Thank you, folks, for as you always do, sitting and listening. And I was going to do a song about politics and fear, and I decided, well, I don't like that idea. So instead, I'm going to do another sort of science song. This is kind of a song about a plucky, impoverished British girl who meets up with a guy who you might say is not from around here. And as my daughter said when she first heard this song, I said, well, that really makes me think of Jane Eyre meeting Doctor Who. So this is a song called The Ballad of Lord and Lady Grey. She spied him from beneath her shawl. She thought a foreign man. As if he heard, he turned and smiled and took her by the hand. I've traveled low, I've traveled high, I've journeyed long and far. When through the dark surrounding me, you blazed out like a star. Let's run, run, I'll show you places few have ever seen. Another path's before you now, the road lies open. They rode by coach till masts grew tall and canvas snapped and sighed. Straightway to board the finest ship as Lord Grey and his bride. Thought it odd that all who passed engaged them joyously. A stranger yet all knew him, ah, Lord Grey's nobility. Let's sail, sail, we'll leave the land and trust to tide and wave. Seek miracles upon the sea. The world grew dim as fog rolled past the bow. Lord Grey reached out and pulled her close and said, we're leaving now. My people search for spirits shining bright and clear and true. They draw us on from star to star as I was drawn. Soar. His gentle hand found hers and closed, and they were seen no more. Let's fly, fly, we'll walk on worlds that orbit nameless suns. The Milky Way's before us now, the road lies open. Dim and lonely is your way. Someone may seek you even now as Lord for his lady.
Thank you.
tonight. Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. It certainly is fun to play for a full house like this. It's great for SVSA, it's great for the individual performers, and I hope we've all brought you a good time tonight. Most of the songs you've heard tonight are polished and finished songs, like Josh's song here. I mean, Josh writes really intelligent songs with, you know, things like particle physics in it. I mean, this is not one of those songs. This is kind of a lot simpler than that. A couple weeks ago, we had a power outage at my house, and a big old storm come through and snapped over a power pole, and next thing I know, we're out of power. And after the storm, it was cooler and pleasant out, and you know, just a little gentle rain and real nice out. And I'm thinking to myself, well, this will be a great night to sleep. I can throw open the windows, enjoy this nice cool breeze, and listen to the crickets. You know, just like when I was a kid, used to go camping. And I was all set up, and I climbed into bed after the sun set and threw open the windows, ready to hear all the crickets, and all I heard was generators. And it just annoyed me. You know, I understand people got to keep their food and everything, but, you know, it could have lasted till morning. But either way. So I was annoyed and didn't think much of it, but it must have gone into the back of my mind some. And about a week later, this song come rolling out. And it's the first time I've played it on this stage. And I hope I get through it. Hope you like it. I'm Jiminy Cricket, it's raining tonight. My legs are my fiddles and I'm feeling all right. So open that window and I'll play you a song. My music will help you sleep all the night long. There's Freddy the Firefly, he lights up the show. When he's feeling the fiddle, his butt starts to glow. As the fiddles get louder, his friends join the fun. They light up the sky till the music is done. Well, they both play a part in the concert each night. When the bugs get together and they play them just right, their music has rhythm, the sweetness of sound. You'll fall asleep while they play nature's song. Old Billy the Bullfrog, he brings up the bass, keeping the bottom for the crickets who play. Well, they all get together, play nature's song, starting at dusk and then sing until dawn. Yeah, they all play a part in the concert each night. When the bugs get together and they play them just right, their music has rhythm and sweetness of sound, and you'll fall asleep while they play nature's song. I'm Jiminy Cricket, it's raining tonight. Music is ready and I'm feeling alright. So open that window and we'll sing you a song. You'll sleep till our music all the night long. Thank you so much. I think that's all we got for tonight. So thank you so much for coming out tonight. We appreciate it. Come on back every Friday night. We do this. Doors open at about 7. Music starts about 7:30. And so if you like what you hear, come on back. Tell your friends. Get on Facebook and you know, tell people about Third Street Coffee House. This is our 33rd year of doing this, and we're very proud of that. So, all right. Thanks a lot. Good night.
On the corner of Mountain and Third.
The Third Street Coffee House is a smoke-free, alcohol-free, atmosphere-rich listening room that has been hosting the finest in live, local, and regional music since 1987. Bob and Denise Schmucker run the place. Josh Jones books the acts. Mike Frankie produces the radio show. We get our goodies from Evie's Wildflower Restaurant and Bakery, and Trinity United Methodist Church puts a roof over our heads. Come join us at 305 Mountain Avenue in Roanoke, corner of 3rd and Mountain, every Friday night at 7:30, and find us on Facebook to learn about other events, including guitar pulls and open mic nights. Third Street Coffee House, where the song lives on.
Footsteps on the
sand. The song lives on when everything outside is upside down. Sit back and look to the heavens and savor the feeling. Footsteps on